Hey y'all, welcome to The Pivot. My name is Mary. For those of you who don't know me, I am a woman of God, a daughter of God. I love Jesus. I'm married. I've been married for almost 15 years. I have two beautiful girls. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm a friend. I'm a coach. I counsel. I teach. I sing. I worship. I enjoy doing everything that my heart desires to do because I know that the things that my heart desires to do are both pleasing to God and they are, and it allows me to fulfill my purpose in this world. So this morning, it is 5:27 a.m. And I was like, wow, those of you who don't have kids, or maybe it's been a while, you know, or if you have had children, for those of you who have had children, you'll understand what mornings like this would mean to me. Because for the last year and a half, I've just been tired since giving birth to a beautiful baby girl. And of course, you'll be tired, right? I mean, you're dealing with a newborn and the many stages that they are going through now. I wouldn't trade it for the world, but I miss being able to wake up early in the morning and enjoy quiet times like I have right now. You know, moments of just quietness, moments of reflection, moments to pray, moments to worship, moments to really just tune in and refocus and pivot for the day. So, speaking of the word pivot, I have named this podcast Pivot because pivot is all about making the necessary shifts that you need to make in life in order to live out your purpose, in order to maximize your potential, in order to fulfill your passions and those things that you desire to do, those things that maybe even God has placed on your heart to do. And it's been a while since I've gotten on this podcast. Why? Because personally, my life needs to pivot. It needs to make some shifts. And sometimes even knowing the shifts that your life needs to make, sometimes it's still hard to make the shifts that are required. Case in point, me. Just as I said, it's been on my heart's desire to really just get up early, you know. One, so I can pray personally, but also so that I can refocus and reshift and maximize my day. But I've been having trouble in that area. Sometimes it's because I go to bed late. Sometimes it's because I feel like I'm just super tired. So when I talk about, okay, it's time to pivot, it means understanding. I believe that in order to pivot, you have to first understand where you are. You know, because if I try to pivot from a position that I'm not even aware of being in, then ultimately I could fall. you know? So I believe that the need to pivot starts with recognizing where you are. So this is my chance to be vulnerable, you know, and just kind of really be open. You know, I know that health-wise, you know, the exercise component of my life is like non-existent, you know. Don't get me wrong, we go to the beach. Being a mom is exercise all by itself. There are times when I am with all these baby gates and many obstacles we have around this house. Trust me, I'm doing plenty of calisthenics. Sometimes I even feel like I'm preparing to run a race. And maybe in reality, you know what? I am preparing to run a race. I'm preparing to run a race as a parent, as a wife, you know, as a mom. You know, we are all called to run this race because, believe it or not, parenting is leadership. And a lot of times people don't say that. They don't say that. But when we talk about marriage being ministry, well, parenting is ministry just as well. And so as much as I had to stretch my legs over these baby gates, y'all, that is not an easy task. I am constantly doing some exercise, but not in the sense of what I'm used to. All right. And so that's an area of my life that I need to work on. I've been doing well, drinking my water, you know, eating healthy. It's kind of like, you know, it could be a little bit better, but that's where I am. And so about 2 weeks ago, I love it when my body just naturally kind of wakes up and I get to hear what I'm hearing now, which is just pure stillness. Sometimes in those moments, I can hear the birds chirping. Sometimes in the moments, it's just quiet. But it's a beautiful sound. How many of us get to experience the beautiful sound of the stillness of a moment in time? If you don't get to experience that, then I want to challenge you today to pivot. So a couple of weeks ago, I had an opportunity to listen to this sound, and I put it on my Facebook just how beautiful it is and how, you know, I'm grateful for being able to wake up to moments like this because it doesn't happen often. And this morning, I was allowed to hear it again. Children are asleep. Pure stillness. That's the word I'm hearing. It's not silence. It's a stillness. It's a stillness, you know? And the reason why I say stillness and is because there's something about being still and being in tune to the atmosphere that is taking place and listening and trusting and putting your faith in God in the midst of all of that. It's a stillness. The Word of God says, "In quietness and confidence is my strength. Be still and know that He is God." So there's something special about stillness. You can be moving and still be still. Amen. Silence is good, but stillness is what we need to have strength. So I'm reading a book right now. I'm starting the book with my Woman Arise group. And the book is called Balance by Pastor Torre Roberts. And I was like, oh my God, this fits me. Like, this is exactly where I am right now. This is exactly what I need. Take a listen to this. Balance is not about learning to effectively give pieces of yourself to important things. That sounds more like priorities. But it's about knowing and becoming all of yourself, and then giving your whole abundant self to everything and everyone that your life is assigned to. Balance will teach you how to align with the highest version of yourself in any given moment, a version of you that, among many other things, will replace anxiety with peace, dysfunction with progress, and stagnation with unlimited creativity. And that's what this book is about. So if you're listening to this podcast, I want you to be a part of my Woman Arise Facebook group, where we meet virtually. The goal is to eventually meet in person. But we're going to talk about this book, Balance. And we're going to go through the three different phases that Pastor Teray takes us in inside of this book. It says here on my Kindle that this book is only 2 hours and 57 minutes. So that's about 3 hours. So, you know, really, you could spend about an hour a week and join in with the ladies and, you know, really take some good insight from one another and grow, you know, grow as a woman, grow as a mom, as a wife. You know, balance is one of those areas that it can affect so many other areas of your life. When one area of your life is off balance, it can tend to throw off a lot of other areas as well. And so I just thought and I still believe that this is going to be a great summer read, a great summer read for us. So listen, I want to invite you. I want to invite you on this journey, and I want to invite you to the pivot. You know, if you decide to read this book, and if you are part of the Woman Arise group, or maybe you're not, but you want to come onto the pivot and you want to talk about balance, girl, let's talk about it. Okay. So with that said, here's my prayer this morning for you, for us. Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for this moment in time that you have allowed me to not just wake up and arise, but God, you've allowed me to wake up, arise in confidence and in stillness, in trusting in you concerning all of our needs, all of our doubts, all of our fears, all of our worries, God. In stillness, God, we are so confident that you are able to meet every one of those concerns, and that you're able to give us peace in the midst. Heavenly Father, I pray for every woman today, and I ask that you help her, even as you're helping me, make the necessary pivots that need to be made in our lives so that we can be activated and that we can walk in our passion, our purpose, our potential, our power, our authority. So that we can be who we need to be in this earth. Not just for ourselves, but for the bigger picture that you've given us. And we give you all the honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.